listener production.
G'day legends and welcome to another RIP episode of the Auntie Donna podcast. This week, Tom the Music Man is back to help us write a new theme tune for the podcast. If you're loving the Auntie Donna podcast, you can get access to the video version and a heap of bonus content at auntiedonnaclub.com.
Hello and welcome to the Auntie Donna podcast, a podcast where each week three boys get up to mischief, improvisation, play, fun, silly business. We like to think of it as a peek behind the curtain of our process. You see our edited, written stuff on television and YouTube, but this is a little taste of us just when we're riffing in the office. But as you know...
Happy 2025.
Yeah.
2025 is upon us. It is the new year. You just had the best ofs. We've been looking backwards for a month now. We've been looking back, thinking, oh, remember those days last year. Time to look forward. Time to look to the future. Because, yes, this podcast is loose. Yes, this podcast is full of play and silly business.
It's also structured.
And joy. No, it's not structured. So if you're going to be a cunt, you best fucking know what I'm going to say.
Say.
New theme song.
We're going to do a new theme song.
That's a bad place to start. I'm in a bad mood.
I was in a bad mood before we began. So.
Yeah.
Good to have you on my level.
2025, guys.
It is 2025. We are sprucing up the podcast. It's the same old podcast.
I couldn't find my car.
Oh, he couldn't find his car.
When did you freak out?
I was just like, what my brain, what's going on?
Did you
and
think
my legs are cramping up
because
of my car accident.
Stole it? Yeah. Did you think someone stole it?
No, I was just like, I'm a dumb cunt.
Oh. So, yeah, we're freshening it up. Lipstick on this
pig.
Oh, my goodness.
But to do this, none of us have any musical talent.
Well, I'm...
speak for yourself.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Wait a minute. You do drums.
Yeah.
You're an opera singer.
Yeah.
What does it sound like together?
Not great.
No, bad.
So that's why, even though he was back last year, end of last year for Kris Kringle.
Yeah.
But even though Tom's been out of the building for a little while, we thought we'd get him back in this building to help us write.
Which is one of the Twin Towers.
We've been banking these.
We've been banking these since 2000. It's the year 2000. We are banking podcasts in the Twin Towers of New York.
In one of them, but we're not going to say which because we don't want you coming down, trying to say hello. You're going to have to guess which one it is.
Totally.
Tom, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
We work in Tower 7 and there's been some weird people doing things around the building at the bottom of it.
Strange.
Tom.
If people don't know, Tom is the guy that does the intros.
Oh, right. So if I'm someone, I'm tuning into Auntie Donna podcast for the first time. I don't know who you are.
I don't know what this is.
Say I'm a, I'm an immigrant from...
New Zealand?
Turkey.
They go by Turkey.
Turkey.
They've added, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because they don't like the fact that the anglicized name of their country is a edible poultry.
Yeah. Not when I grew up there. When I grew up there, we called it Turkey, so for me it's still Turkey.
No, you would have called it Turkey the whole time because Turkey is the English language version of the country.
Zach,
do you have any idea what I've been through?
Mark's character?
What I went through to get here?
Mark's character is Turkish. Turkey-ish.
Yeah, just a bit. I'm half. Only my dad's Turkey from Turkey. Yeah,
he's half. Well, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Mark.
What?
I thought you were from the country of Turkey. I didn't realize you were just half a bird.
Yeah,
half a bird.
My dad's from Turkey. Yeah.
Okay. So we got Tom here.
Hi, everybody.
Has done our intros.
What do you do?
used to be.
Who are you?
Used to produce the podcast. Yeah. Hasn't for about a year now.
Correct.
But now, but he's all our music.
Yeah. I make music.
I'm really bad at intros.
So you're doing great.
I am a composer, sound designer. I worked with Auntie Donna for 10 years
Boring.
Or so. I know, right?
But we don't care about that. Like, what do you wake up for? What do you love?
My passion is music and football and my baby boy and my lovely wife.
Oh, that's gorgeous. That's beautiful. That's a family answer. Man. And that's very relatable. That's going down the sort of, you know.
Family like, can.
Family can, family can do.
But a little too relatable, if you ask me.
Okay, I'll give you three names.
Okay.
Peter Griffin.
Yeah.
Homer Simpson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give us a third.
American Dad.
Bob Burger.
What are they called? The Bob.
Hey, I'm Bob Burger.
What's their name?
The Liffelsteins.
Hey, I'm Bob Burger.
Bob Liffelstein.
Is it?
No. No, his last name is Burger.
You know what?
It's Bob Burger and the Burger family.
I think it's called Bob's Burgers because they run a burger store.
Yeah, called Bob's Burgers.
No.
I have the name.
It's called Bob Burger. I'm sure Bob the Burger. Name of the show is Bob Burger Burgers. And his burger family. I am is positive it, of that. I would put money on it.
I think, is it Nakatomi?
Call back to 6 weeks ago.
It's Belcher.
Of course.
Oh, Burger Belcher.
Well, then why is the show called
Bob Burger? No, not Burger Belcher. No, Bob Belcher.
No, his name is Burger Belcher.
No, his name is Bob.
Sorry, I'm a little confused. Why would his name be Bob Belcher if the name of the show is Bob Burger and his Burger Family? Which I the name of the show. Insist, I promise you is the name of the show.
Well, maybe they, because they all make the burgers and they all work in the burger
they
shop.
They don't work in a burger shop. He works at a nuclear power station.
No, you're thinking of the Simpsons family live together.
No, that's Homer and Marge. I'm thinking of Bob Burger and his burger family.
The Simpsons family live together is one of my favorite sitcoms.
They can't do this again. They can't just do the movie thing we do, but with TV shows.
Bob Burger and his burger family. Well, oh goodness. Can we note this down? Because that's some good stuff.
Why don't you let us know if you want us to note this down? Let us know in the comments. Let us know in the chat.
There was about 2 months in a year or so ago, or a year or two ago, where we just did this like 19 times in a row.
Yeah, I believe each time, most of the times we did it, we thought we were doing a new idea.
Yeah, we did it 3 times, and at least one of them we didn't remember we did it before.
This is a cool, fun new thing.
Yeah.
All...
Mr. Gangster with James Gandolfini.
Yeah.
And then there's also Mr. Hacker with the guy who played who was in the Queen movie. Where he plays a robot.
Oh yeah,
hacker.
Mr. Hacker. Yeah,
Mr.
Yeah,
Hacker.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about Mr. Gangster or
the Simpsons family live together.
Yeah. Or 6 friends, 2, 4 of which are neighbors.
Great show.
6 friends, 4 of which are neighbors.
Wait, all of these things we're talking about, though, have great theme songs.
Yes.
And for example, the 6 friends. I've been there for you.
When the rain starts.
When you put your song on my balls.
Oh, very good.
And then Seinfeld. Bounce, 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 bounce. And then
that was a keyboard, not a bass.
Yeah, synth. Mm.
Give me, cool. Give me
has a little different every time.
Sitcom, I'll give you its theme tune. I'll sing it for you.
Cold Feet.
James Nesbitt's got cold feet. He doesn't know if he should get married. He's about to star in Bloody Sunday and then become a working jobbing actor.
It's weird that you knew about Cold Feet because for KK.
Yeah.
Last year, I was given a copy of that. And it gives me a clue as to maybe who got me that.
Well, it's in February. Move on.
And yeah, I just want to say, we've seen the comments, we've seen the messages. We are not banking podcasts anymore.
It's February. The kids are back at school. They closed.
I thought it was January. Wasn't
schools,
late January, early February.
schools back. The kids have got their new leather shoes for school and the books have been bought. Don't forget the... Contact crabs.
And can I just say thanks everyone for
forget the crabs.
Thank you everyone for bringing in their Kris Kringle presents from last year.
Yeah,
nice decoration for the table.
I brought them back in
for the visual. I just thought, you know, for the clips, for continuity, for the clips on Instagram and whatnot,
of course.
It was important that we
kids
had some continuity.
Back at school.
To be fair, we did the Kris Kringle in late 2024. It's 2025 now, and I got all these DVDs. So technically, by this time, by the time this episode comes out, I would have thrown all these DVDs in the bin.
Yeah.
So thank you for not doing that.
Yeah. You're so welcome.
But tell me, what did you think? What was your favorite scene in Cold Feet season
three. As I got home, I threw them out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But then we found them again?
I don't know.
They're on the table, and it's now year. I nearly said next year. Oh, phew.
Tom.
Yeah, I have
Tom's
a few
brought his
to
laptop.
Say.
Now, Tom, I'm confused because I think you say you're a musician.
Yeah.
I don't see a guitar. No, I don't see a piano. I don't see singers, songwriters. I don't see any of that. I just see one fuckhead with a laptop.
Yeah.
You tell me how you're going to make us a new theme song.
So here's what I did, right? I went live on Twitch, which is a channel where I make music, and I made five different...
Whoa, time out.
Isn't that thing you stopped doing 2 months
I
ago?
I am Tom Dom.
Potentially.
Time out.
Yeah.
When you...
Hey, careful.
...offered to us the idea that you'd like to come on and do a new theme tune...
Yeah.
At no point did you discuss that this was some sort of collaboration with your Twitch.
True, though I only have like 4 people watching, so it wasn't very collaborative.
You're coming on this podcast
with 5 listeners.
Yeah.
With 5 or 6
six listeners.
Twitch.tv/IronTomDom.
Correct, yep.
And now you're telling me, oh, I've done half of it. To get the full experience, you got to go watch the clips on Twitch.
No, I just thought it would be a cool thing for, because I usually remix game music and stuff. So I thought it would be cool for them to see me make like 5
but
ideas for bangers.
But how come you haven't
been
on the podcast for a while?
Because I don't produce the podcast anymore.
What's that about?
Why?
Because I'm really busy with my new Twitch channel, which I want you all to...
And your family.
...follow me on. Yeah, and my baby.
Tom, I followed you on that Twitch channel...
Did you?
...in early January.
Thank you so much, Zach. So I went live and made 5 ideas for you guys.
Wow.
5 different ideas. But
the 2024 me would have said, shut the fuck up now.
Yeah,
but the 2025,
it's a new
we
year.
We need new songs.
We're not banking them. We've heard the criticism. We're not banking them.
And
Can I just double check? Did I give a date or did I just say early January?
You kept saying February.
No, but I followed you in early January.
Yeah.
Can someone send me a text in early January to follow Tom?
I thought a good way to remind the audience of who I am is of my famous character I brought into this podcast.
That's true. They only know he's the tiny dick guy.
Yeah, the tiny dick Greek Elmo.
Bring him back.
Bring him back.
Yes.
Classic character.
I am Elmo.
Oh, God. We love Greek Elmo over here.
Yeah.
So, do you want to hear my 5 ideas? Hey,
do we need to set up who this guy is?
Yeah, the Greek Elmo guy who has a Twitch channel who makes music for Auntie Donna.
Twitch.tv/IronTomDom.
Can we promote my Twitch?
Pardon?
Can we promote my Twitch?
Which you started in early Jan.
Which I started early Jan.
Yeah. Zach the fuck lord.
Yeah. Twitch.tv.
Twitch.tv/ZacharyRuane. Fuck, I've got to make sure I got that before.
Someone
just did. I got to snatch it up just in case.
Just in case.
Don't fuck me.
What?
Yeah, cool. So I made 5 different pitches for theme tunes. Some of them are a little silly.
Oh, well, I would expect nothing less.
Well, if you've made them already, what are we doing here?
So I've brought in unfinished works for you to listen to, and then you can pick one of the 5 to work on.
Yeah,
and then we shall improve it.
So
on the fly, live, just like I do on Twitch.
Twitch.tv.
Stop it.
Give you the opportunity to promote your Twitch,
fuckhead,
at the end of the fucking podcast.
But how come you haven't
been
on the podcast?
And now suddenly we're doing a collab.
Too busy. Yeah.
What's this one?
Well, I just said, how come he hasn't been on the podcast?
He's already
for so
addressed
long.
This.
Yeah, very busy. It's a big. It takes.
Stop winking at me.
It takes
smooth transition into the conversation.
What's that thing people say, Mark? It takes a village. I used to do it all by myself. I did 330 episodes by myself.
Mark knows that.
Right. Yeah.
Mark knows it takes a village.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
It takes a...
A village? Is that what you say?
Yeah, it takes a village
to... Is this a Nagasaki thing?
No, it takes a village to raise a child.
Sure.
It also takes a village to throw a very clever twist your way.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, right.
All I know is that this theme tune better be better than the music from Assault on Precinct 13 starring John Leguizamo, which I talked about last year.
Zach, no.
With my best friend, Mish Wittrup.
Stop plugging shit.
What? Well, apparently.
I'm not even plugging. I'm just telling the story, ready to show you some cool tunes, guys.
Next thing I'm going to hear about is how it's bloody footy season.
Hey, the footy with Braden Kelly is another
I won't have it.
So I brought in five songs for us to work on so you guys can choose. We have one. I'm going to tell you the genres, guys.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the Genieurs.
They're different genres.
Sorry, hang on, stop.
Yep.
What?
The Genieurs. When I was in high school, I said Genieurs once, and then my friends laughed at me forever.
Sure. Well, they're not real friends, Mark.
No, I'm going to one of their weddings this weekend.
Oh, wow, that's a real friend.
Broden did one to me once where I thought you said pompous, like pompous or pomp. How did I say it, Broden? Pompous, I think is how I thought it was. He was like, it's pompous, you fucking idiot.
Well, he's not a real friend, Tom. Of him. Yeah. He's not a real friend.
He's one of my best friends.
You should call him up, say, I don't need that energy in my life.
From 18 years ago.
I emceed his wedding.
I wasn't
this man, they were there.
Yes, it was me.
I'm sorry to be trash talking you. I thought it was a different Broden.
You don't know any other Brodens.
I do know another Broden.
Who?
He goes to a different school. But he's my best friend.
Fair enough.
I know him from Ventures Camp.
Sure.
What are the genres?
So you got a glitch hop one I made for you guys.
What is a glitch hop?
It's like boo, tick, bop,
boo, tick. Well, wait, how are we going to do this? You're going to tell us all the genres then?
I think tell us the genre.
Yeah.
Then tell us the genre of the next one and then play the next one. And then at the end, go back and play the glitch hop one.
Why do you do this? You did this with the KK last year.
It worked, though. So I'm just trying to take a structure that works.
It didn't. We got so many comments.
Well, we did, didn't we?
All right, here's the glitch hop one. And I want you to listen to all five before you make a decision, okay?
The glitch hop. I wish I had a pen and paper to write this down.
Oh, here's a pen.
That's a Nerf bullet from last year's KK, which we did last year.
So, they're unfinished. They're just ideas for us to work on. All right, here's the glitch hop one.
Yeah, Arnie Donna podcast.
Broden,
I'm just riffing. I'm feeling it.
I need to listen to it purely to make a decision.
Oh, that's fat. Well, that's fat as
so
fuck.
So I originally thought there would be someone talking over the start, so I've made room for people to talk.
Do you want me to do like a fake talk over
Do a fake talk, Zach.
And
do
is that when talk. It kicks in?
Yeah, yeah. But so what it was going
to
be.
I need to hear it pure, you fuck.
I'll pitch what it was going to be, okay? G'day, legends, and welcome to another ripper episode of the Arnie Donna podcast. We don't do intros for these anymore, but on this episode, Italian man fucks frogman.
I like if this is the intro, I fucking love this. Like, that's a good intro.
That's great.
But it's more like, can I do it again?
You'll be doing it.
So are we not? Oh, yes, but we'll be doing
you'll be doing it.
Hear it.
But why is that?
You fuck up.
Because I'm not involved with the podcast anymore. Because I'm a full-time streamer now.
Right.
Stop it.
What's this one?
Stop it right now.
What?
Do you want to do a practice intro?
I'm sorry. I am stressing a little bit. I am stressing a little bit. I'm struggling a little bit. I'm being the provocateur to Broden and the straight guy to Mark's provocateur at once. So, and I am struggling.
That's
but
hard.
You're elite.
That's a lot of pressure.
You've been doing this podcast for upwards of 300 and Lindsay?
Well, since 2000.
It's 380, isn't it?
Yeah.
300.
400 now, yeah.
When is 400 coming?
This is it.
May 1st.
And don't worry, we're going to be doing something very, very special for 400. It's going to be huge.
Well,
it's we banked it 10 years ago. It is going to be the biggest podcast we have ever done.
Well, the two genuine things we've discussed is maybe doing something, and the other one was just doing 300 again, but talking about like it's
well,
four.
We'll see.
400.
What I can say is that what we have planned is going to blow your fucking mind.
Why would you do this?
You're overhyping it. What is this?
No, I'm not.
Cyberpunk game on PlayStation?
Nice. Very good. Thanks, in terms of overhyped.
I'll count you in like this. Who's doing
it? Well, I need to hear it pure.
So this is...
So I'd like Broden not to do it.
Oh, not to do it.
Yeah, I just need to hear it pure.
Okay, sure.
But I could do it if you want.
Sure.
Sorry, Tom. I don't actually need to hear it pure. That's how I'm...
He's doing it.
Yeah, sure. Why don't you give a go, Broden? I'll count you in.
Well, I'll check with him if that's
Zach,
okay.
Is it all right if Broden has a go?
Oh, absolutely. I've heard it pure now.
Sure. And I'll count you in like this, Broden. Okay. But hey, when we get the finished version, it'll be of adjustable length.
All right.
But for now, it's set length.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay. Here we go.
So up, motherfuckers? Welcome to the Arnie Donner podcast.
Cunt.
You can check this out. It's about Mark putting Nerf bullets up his ass.
Fuck me.
Let's start
Fuck
the
you.
Show.
Auntie Donner in the podcast. Honey, no fucking way. It's Auntie Donner in the podcast. And we're going at it.
It's Auntie Donner and it's going on the podcast.
Oh, that was it.
No, it
whoa,
doesn't matter.
Whoa, whoa,
amazing comedic timing.
Yeah.
I was feeling
by the song.
It. I was ready to go.
Do you want to go at doing the intros?
Nah,
the talking bit.
I want to hear you do it.
Okay.
The episode is about we went to into the jungle to find our friend Steve.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Arnie Donner podcast. Today's episode, we went into the jungle to meet our friend Steve. Starting now, go and tell you where we're going to. Put your chicken in a bag, pop it in the freezer, 3 months now. You get your chicken for 3 months if you put it in the freezer. Leave it in the fridge, only 2 days. Put it in the freezer, 3 months of chicken. But you gotta defrost that chicken.
I wouldn't mind hearing the next one. That one had too much stuff about frozen chickens.
See,
in
but this
it.
Is about the hearing of pure. We don't have to do stuff about frozen chicken.
It just feels baked into the idea now for me.
So and
for
you, like, no, it's not. It's pre-baking.
Okay. Oh, right. Of course, it's frozen.
Yeah. You can poach it from frozen.
I would never want to steal it from the Iceman. Now...
Next genre.
If I had known that me talking you about putting chicken in sandwich
it.
Bags and freezing it, it would have was going to ruin the chances for that song.
Yeah,
we've really hit an energy of like the first 50 here.
Yeah, because well, like when he said you can poach it from frozen, I was like, "There's an Iceman that protects all frozen things," and I would never want to steal anything from him.
Poach it from frozen. And I think that would go a little something like this.
Oh, you weren't from the start?
No, sure.
I'm frozen. And I am protecting my bags of chicken all at room temperature.
Shh, Broden, keep your voice down. We're going to poach a couple things from Iceman.
I've had this chicken out here for 5 days. It's starting to stink, but I'm frozen.
All right. What I do like, can I just say genuinely, it's a genuine thing. Mm. I like the idea of just, isn't it?
It's a good vibe.
Well,
yeah.
If we like it, we can open up the session.
It's going to be hard to beat that. I really like that.
Guys, I've made all of these live.
I don't need to hear them. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, I'm happy to stick with it. No, come back.
No,
let's
hear, them
hear
all.
The other
one. Because I got to be honest with you, I'm not a fan of that one.
Sure. This one's a homage to. The original Arnie Donner podcast theme song.
The original.
The genre is rock.
What are the original?
As in the one
in...
that we're that intro this episode and next episode.
Yeah. Does this mean we have to change the intro on the YouTube page as well, or do we keep that?
Keep that. It's an homage.
Yeah, it's an homage.
It's an homage.
It's an homage. Yeah.
I think there's something very. I think a YouTube channel. I think this. You don't want to do a new trailer. Every YouTube channel should have a channel trailer from 7 years ago.
That's the rule. Yeah,
that's the rule.
That's how you know you're a YouTuber.
When they told us all to do trailers 7 years
ago. You know my favorite
ago.
Homage?
Yeah.
Is Homer Simpson's. When he goes, homage.
That's very funny. Homage. Homage. Do you want me to do some example
this guy VO? Fucking serious?
Homage.
Is he fucking
Zach's offended.
I thought it was really funny.
Tom.
Yeah, do you want me to do some intro or do you just want to listen?
No, I just like to
just listen.
And can we hear it pure, please?
Yeah, because this one's a little longer, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get
how long?
Is there a little intro?
The whole thing's an intro, yeah. It's all been set up for you to talk over the
start. No, but then it kicks in at some point.
Yes, it kicks in.
Well, then it's not all an intro, is it?
Listen to the giant Phil and you'll know when.
I'm scared of him already.
Yeah, he's terrifying.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't see.
What's this instrument?
Bass. Guitar.
That's funny, Tom.
Very Blink.
Also very Strokes in a way.
Yeah, very Strokes.
Very third album.
Run it down the house. You know you gotta hang on the rail. You gotta hang on the rail. It's better. You gotta hang on the rail.
Yeah,
Okay.
How is this pure?
Sorry,
I'm just feeling it, man.
You don't have to listen to the whole thing, you know. I think we get the idea.
Podcast now. Like that, you could do a Tom DeLonge there.
What I like about it is it's very today. It's very what's big now, which is Blink 182.
Yeah.
Well actually, they released a new album recently.
Enema of the State.
No, oh yeah. But the 90s. That was last year. That was last
early
year.
2000s is back, man. I mean, Olivia Rodrigo's album sounds like it could be a soundtrack for a romantic comedy.
I don't know that 8-year-old. I don't know that person.
Well, you got to stick with Olivia Rodrigo, Troy Sivan. The pop kids these days, they're bringing back the 2000s, and I think this is kind of with it. I think it's kind of with it.
It's pretty groovy.
Yeah, I think that they're...
Zach, calm down.
And I think to
I think we need to get a little skinny person sing the song for us.
I think to avoid confusion, let's set this in both the year 2000 and the year 2025. Yeah,
because you see what I'm doing.
Yes, yes. And it's creating... it's kind of pissing me off.
Okay.
It's just quite difficult to kind of keep right track now of it. Yeah. So I think let's have
Well, why don't we get out your home computer and we just jot up all the things.
Yeah.
Your home PC.
Yes.
Get open a document from Microsoft Word and we'll write up all the rules.
Well, I have both of those things then and now.
Great.
Yes.
What about laptop?
No, I don't.
No, we had a laptop.
For the wealthy.
For the wealthy.
Well, my mum got one with work because she's
a teacher. My uncle, does computers for schools, so he can make me a laptop.
Very good.
Oh, we gotta do those boys again. We haven't done them.
My mum says, "Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego on it?"
Here's my question to you boys. I know you were saying Blink 182, but I also got a bit of Strokes from it, specifically their third album. I'm relying on
Reptilia.
No.
It's a song from their second, but close.
It's Impressions, First Impressions of Earth.
And what I think
that
evokes for me is third album, not so much Strokes. If we were to do it, it should feature a lead vocalist pushing their vocal range in a way they haven't yet.
Yes.
So whatever happens when it kicks in, it should just have a bit of, and then like a lot of production behind it to work around.
I really did think a Tom DeLonge could work.
Yeah, totally. I think what's cool about this intro is it's very upbeat.
Yes, it is very upbeat. Yeah,
you can put a smile on your
dial. The other one's a bit more like, fucking settle in. We're about to fucking suck. Yeah, like, set in, fucking dick and piss. Shit's coming out of my cum. Yeah. And the other one's more like...
Shit's coming out of your cum.
Yeah.
My problem is I just haven't really heard it pure. Some people decided to start singing.
You sang over it, but I can't help it. If I'm feeling music...
Oh, that's fine, Mark. I could see that you were feeling it. And if I feel the same way too sometimes, you just want to go for it.
But I'm not allowed to feel it.
Yeah.
Think I've made that clear, Brody.
Yeah.
Rude.
Can we hear it pure, please?
Yeah. Do you want me to do some VO for you?
No, I want to hear it pure. No singing.
He wants to hear it like he likes his
milk. I need
to
hear it with the VO.
But I need to hear it just once with not a sound, not a peep. Just so I can hear it without anything influencing my decision.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. And should I do the VO just so you get a sense of how it works?
No, what I need from you, Tom...
Can you guys just give me a second?
I need you to give me no VO.
Sure.
So about 40 seconds ago now, Mark, you said you need to keep it pure. and then he said Zach likes it like his milk.
Like Pura.
I missed it.
Pura, the brand of milk.
Well, then after this, I'd like to hear it sped up a little rev.
For real?
Because I want to hear it like I like my milk.
Rev.
A little rev. A little sped up.
That's not what the milk is, though. You understand? That's not fast milk. Because if it was fast milk, it would be pasteurized before you see it.
Mm.
Can we chat that
out? That was incredible. Is that a joke
you
that's
see it?
Past your
really
eyes.
Good. That's really
past
good.
Past your eyes.
Yeah, that was incredible.
Past your eyes.
Yeah, pasteurized.
Pasteurized.
Pasteurized. Past. It would go past.
I've really sucked the fun out of
your
this.
Your eyes as opposed to pasteurized.
Yeah.
Which one?
Both.
An incredible pun, Zach.
No, but... That's two different meanings. One would go with the fast, the other would go with the milk. But do you understand there? That
yes, I do understand.
I'm trying to make sense of that
and
sentence.
And you don't, and that's the problem.
When I hear the sentence in one context, it sounds like he's
talking
about
milk. There's a problem.
Milk.
Oh, yeah.
Is it me not getting puns?
No, yeah, no, I think this one's gone a little, I think you're,
come on.
You've approached this one like milk. It's gone a bit past your head.
Past your head.
Over your head.
Pastured. I got to stop pretending to not get his so that I can just say that I don't like yours.
Third song.
No, I need to hear this one pure.
Like his milk.
I need to hear it purer like milk. Just no VO. Just give it to me.
If you want a chicken,
gotta put it in the freezer.
It's the talky bit. This is the talky bit.
Gotta put it in the freezer.
So loud.
Put it in the freezer. Yum, yum, yum.
Wait,
it
for the
only
fill.
Last 2 days in the freezer. Last 3 days in the fridge. Put it in the fridge. It's gonna
see you next week.
Sink chicken now.
I need to hear it pure, Mark, so I'm just going to listen.
What's the next one?
I really like that. That's top of the list.
How long have we gone?
You just hit 30 minutes.
Wow.
Well, so we've got two more.
Three more.
We need to work on them.
Give us
your feedback on.
And luckily, we're not banking them.
So we're doing this live.
On these two, we will take into the next episode. We will bring it in. We're going to listen to that feedback. We're going to consult it. We're going to hear another three. Get your feedback again. And then with your feedback as fans, we're going to make this, all of us together, we are going to make this intro.
And
music.
I would also like to apologize unequivocally for banking them. No podcast banks. There isn't a podcast on earth. Every guest podcast we've ever done when we've gone on someone else's podcast,
live.
It's come out that way. Like the next minute.
Yeah.
We're done, we finish recording, and then it's out to the public. Because most podcasts operate that way. So on behalf of everyone at Auntie Donna, we will never bank again.
And we aren't.
Can I just ask quickly, before we go to the next episode, can everyone bring back their Nerf gun? Can you bring the DVDs back next week? I'll make sure I bring this incredible but true space book. If you could all wear the same outfits, I would really appreciate for continuity.
See you next week for the part two. We're going out with it. Freeze your chicken when it's in the fridge. Freeze your chicken, freeze your chicken.
Punch it from frozen.
You can spend 3 months in the freezer. If you're looking up the chicken, it doesn't go bad.
Wait till frozen lets his guard down, and then you can poach it from the Iceman.
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week.
Listener.